A Bible name on an ancient jar. The shards of a 3,000-year-old ceramic jar unearthed in 2012 recently stirred the interest of researchers. What was so special about this find? It was not the fragments in themselves, but what was written on them. When archaeologists were finally able to piece the artifact together, they could decipher the ancient Canaanite script. It read, Eshbaal, Ben, or son of Beda. This is the first time that archaeologists have found this name in an ancient inscription. Actually, another Eshbaal is mentioned in the Bible. He was one of the sons of King Saul. Professor Joseph Garfinkel, who participated in the excavation, observes, "It is interesting to note that the name Eshbaal appears in the Bible and now also in the archaeological record only during the reign of King David." Some think that it was a name unique to that specific time period. Once again, a detail in the Bible has been borne out by archaeological evidence. Elsewhere in the Bible, the name Eshbaal is presented as Ishbosheth, Baal being replaced with Bosheth. Why? In 2 Samuel, there was apparently reluctance to use the name Eshbaal, which was reminiscent of the Canaanite storm god Baal, explain researchers. But the original name was preserved in the Book of Chronicles. End of article.